short-term visitors are those who are not going to remain in the UK for an extended period and who will visit for limited periods in one or more tax years. Such visitors are treated as resident in a tax year if they are physically present in the UK for more than 6 months of the tax year. A short-term visitor will also be regarded as UK resident if his visits to the UK average 91 days or more per year over a 4-year period. If it is discovered that visits to the UK in this period have averaged more than 90 days, the individual will be treated as resident in the UK from the start of year 5. If a short-term visitor comes to the UK and from the outset he intends that his visits to the UK will exceed the 90-day limit, he will be treated as resident from the tax year of arrival, providing that his visits do actually exceed the 90-day limit. Finally, if a short-term visitor comes to the UK with the intention of staying for less than 90 days a year, he will not be treated as UK resident. However, if the visitor subsequently changes his mind and thereafter intends that future visits will be more than 91 days a year, he will be treated as resident in the UK from the start of the tax year in which his intentions change. For example, if a taxpayer comes to the UK in May 2009 as a short-term visitor, but in July 2010 he acquires a property in the UK and intends to spend more than 90 days in the UK going forward, he will be resident from the start of the year in which the property is acquired, i.e. from the 6th of April 2010. As we mentioned before, a taxpayer is strictly resident or not resident for the whole of a tax year. However, there are 3 occasions when a tax year can be split into resident and non-resident periods. The first is where an individual comes to the UK either permanently or for 3 years or more as a long-term visitor for more than 2 years. In this instance, the tax year can be split into resident and non-resident periods. Such individuals are treated as resident in the UK from the date of arrival. This means that only income which arises in the resident period, i.e. after the date of arrival, will be taxed in the UK. Similarly, taxpayers who leave the UK permanently or intend to remain outside the UK for at least 3 years can also split the tax year. Such individuals will be treated as non-resident from the date of departure. Again, the tax year can be divided into resident and non-resident periods. This means that only income arising up until the date of departure will be charged to tax. Income arising between the date of departure and the following 5th of April will not be taxed. The third time in which a tax year can be split is under Extra Statutory Concession A11. This enables a tax year to be split where an individual leaves the UK on a full-time contract of employment. The individual will be regarded as not resident in the UK from the date of departure if he is going abroad on a full-time contract of employment. The individual will be treated as non-resident throughout the duration of the overseas contract, but only if the period abroad spans a complete tax year. This means that an individual must leave the UK on a full-time contract of employment before the 6th of April and return to the UK after the 5th of April in the following tax year. As you can see, the period in the middle must cover a complete tax year. In addition, the individual's return visits to the UK between departure and return must not exceed 182 days in any tax year or exceed 90 days per year on average. If an individual's absence from the UK does span a complete tax year, he is regarded as not resident throughout, and any overseas income will not be charged to tax in the UK. However, if the absence from the UK does not span a complete tax year, the individual will be treated as resident in the UK throughout the period, and all income will be taxable in the UK in the normal way. There follows a couple of practice questions on the subject of residence. Bridget is a short-term visitor, as her intentions at the outset were to spend less than 91 days in the UK. She will therefore not be treated as resident from the date of her arrival. In September 2010, Brigitte's intentions changed, such that future visits will exceed the 90-day threshold. Brigitte will therefore be treated as resident in the UK from the start of the tax year in which her intentions changed. Brigitte will be treated as resident in the UK from the 6th of April 2010. The correct answer is therefore answer C. ESC A11 will only apply to split the tax year into resident and non-resident periods if Roy's absence from the UK spans a complete tax year. Roy left the UK in December 2008 and returned to the UK in March 2010. As such, the concession does not apply, as Roy has not been away for the whole of a tax year. The effect of this is to treat Roy as being resident in the UK throughout the whole of the period. As we shall see later, this will mean that all of Roy's Italian income will be taxed in the UK. The correct answer is therefore answer A, although there could be an argument that answer D was equally valid. This concludes our lecture on determining resident status. In the next session, we will move on and have a look at the concepts of ordinary residence and domicile.